For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand.
He's still working on me. Make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
Reflections that I see makes me wonder why he never gave up on me. He loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter of the clay.
He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
I've been teaching on the doctrines of the Word of God, and how in the latter days the people who called themselves Christians will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and will teach doctrines that are contrary to the Word of God, and will put the doctrines of God aside. It seems like that many Christians put aside the doctrines and principles of the Word of God, and would rather teach and observe their own doctrines, which have been passed down to them, or they have been taught by some religious leader. Well, regardless of what people do, the Word of God still stands today, and it will not change. And we need to understand that the principles and doctrines of the Word of God are the same doctrines that the apostles used, that the disciples used and followed, and we should follow. They did not go out with the apostles. They did not go out with the disciples. For the Bible teaches us that the Word of God is the same today as it was yesterday. There will be no excuse for us because we have the Word of God. When you hear of a teacher or a preacher who operates in the gifts of the Spirit these days, I'm talking about healing, signs, and wonders, all one has to do is go on the internet, punch in his name, and you will see the criticisms against him, not by the world, but by those who call themselves Christians. And there is a judgment seat ahead for those who are Christians. And we need to make sure that we will not be judging another man's servant. And today I will teach on this subject, on how we, the children of God, are supposed to judge things. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will bless the listeners, open their hearts to the truth. Lord, I know you're soon coming back, and we, your children, we need to unite together so that we can bring the lost into the kingdom. I ask you, Lord, to bless us today in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, there are some interesting scripture which the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to us. He says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." When one studies the scripture here, it seems like the Bible is teaching us that we should not judge anybody. But we have to remember, it tells us here that brother should not judge brother. We should not pass judgment upon one another. It doesn't talk here about the unbeliever. The unbeliever is judged already. And when we tell him that he's lost and that he's going to the lake of fire, we don't judge him. We just proclaim what the Bible teaches about him. And we have to be honest and truthful about it. When a person doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ and he keeps on going in his religious way in trying to attain eternal life through his good works, then it is up to the Christian to tell him that he is judged already and that he is heading for the lake of fire. That is not judging him. That is proclaiming the judgment that is already written about him. We are not judgers. We just proclaim the judgment. But when it comes to another brother, we have to be very, very careful what we say and how we operate. And when we look at the church today, it seems like that many, many are judging one another. Instead of covering up each other's sin, we like to hold them up and expose them to the rest of the world and to the rest of the family of God. And we've seen that happen over and over again. And the Lord God will one day judge that. And he will judge the intentions of our hearts. In Romans chapter 14, verse 4, it tells us, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. This is what the Word of God teaches us today, that we should refrain from judging another person who preaches the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 4, it tells us, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So this is what the Word of God teaches. If there is somebody out there who teaches Jesus, who preaches Jesus, then be careful how you judge him. It tells us very clearly, try the spirits. If they preach Jesus, then they must be of God. The Apostle Paul himself said that some teach Jesus for contention's sake, just to try to harm the Apostle Paul. But he says it doesn't matter as long as Jesus is preached. And that's the attitude we should have. So when you hear of somebody who is being criticized today, and he is preaching Jesus, then be careful that you don't jump on the bandwagon and criticize with them. Because if he is preaching Jesus, to God he either stands or falls. It's none of our business to make ourselves policemen over the kingdom of God. God will judge his servants. The Bible teaches us that the wheat and tares are supposed to grow together. Because in a lot of cases, we don't really see the real thing. The tare and the wheat look alike. So we better leave our hands off it. It tells us, how can you judge another person's if you have a beam in your own eye? And everybody who is honest with himself will agree with that scripture. For we are all fallen human beings. We do have beams in our eyes. We do have problems in our own selves. In other words, the Bible clearly declares that we are not qualified to judge the servants of God. We are not qualified to judge another man's servant. Yes, the servants that are out preaching the gospel are the servants of the living God. We are just their brethren, not their judges. Yes, when it comes to the unbeliever, there you proclaim the judgment. Even there, we're not the judges. We just proclaim the judgment that God's words declare about the unbelieving who do not turn to the Lord. Yes, that's the only jurisdiction we really have. Those who are lost, these people are our jurisdiction. The Lord has given us the commission to preach to them. And if God puts us into a ministry where we are supposed to instruct our brothers and sisters in righteousness, then the Lord has given us the spirit of grace, and we will not judge them. We will teach them in a meek and quiet spirit. But instead of instructing one another with a meek and quiet spirit, we just proclaim it and expect them to take it whether they like it or not. This is why there is so much division. The truth in a lot of cases is spoken with an I told you so attitude. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, there is an interesting scripture. It tells us, sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. That is very good advice from the Word of God, and we need to study that. We need to study our attitudes when it comes to teaching some doctrine or some idea that we get from the Word of God, because many divisions have been caused in the body of Christ because of people who just want to go their own way, regardless what people think. They don't seem to understand that the real prize out there is bringing people to the Lord. It doesn't really matter whether we agree with one another in doctrine. For when you study history, great people of God have been in disagreement throughout history. And I have to admit, I used to have a problem like that. If somebody would not agree with me on some certain doctrine, then that would seem to bring a division amongst me and my friend. And in reality, what that does, it weakens our prayer lives when we get together to pray for the lost. Yes, that should be our goal, to bring the lost into the kingdom. We need to focus on that. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a day ahead where Jesus is going to come back. And it seems like we are getting closer and closer. Yes, the Bible has taught us interesting things on what would take place in the last days. And we are seeing these things coming to pass. The judgment of God has been pronounced upon those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And the judgment is this: if you die without Christ, then your destination is the eternal lake of fire. I am not judging you. I am proclaiming the judgment that has been pronounced by the Word of God. And if you do not turn from your sin, if you do not turn to Jesus Christ for your salvation, then you'll be eternally separated from your Creator. It is as simple as that. God did not set up a complicated system. He set up a very simple way of entering into the kingdom. He shed His blood for you and I. He gave His life at Calvary. He sweated great drops of blood and tears in the Garden of Gethsemane because He took your sin and my sin upon Himself. Thus He was rejected by the Father because the Father could not look at sin. And then He was nailed to the cross, where in agony He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If it hurt the Creator of the universe so much for His Father to forsake Him, how much more will it hurt us? And this will be throughout eternity if we don't turn to the Lord. Yes, Jesus has provided a way for each and every one. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. It's that precious name of Jesus. So turn to the Lord today. Give Him your life and your heart, and you will find rest for your soul. The Bible teaches us, come unto me that are burdened and heavily laden. Are you burdened today? Do you have a great burden upon you? Come to Jesus. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and I am easy to get along with. I have forgiven the thief on the cross, and I will forgive you. So come to me, the Lord says, and you will find rest for your soul. The Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing.
Yes, do I lie? Solve my fear.
Weige selbst mir deine Wege, deine Wahrheit schmale Stege, steh mit Kraft mir bei, dir zu wandeln treu. Weil du kommen bist, was verloren ist, wiederum zurückzuführen und kein Schäflein zu verlieren. Darum pflegt dein Knecht, führe mich zurecht. Gute Dreier hält, wenn ich bin verirrt, ein verlorener Schaf auf Erden. Führe mich zu deiner Herde, führe mich dahin, wo ich bei dir bin.
Sollst zum Sterben gehen, wollst du bei mir stehen,
mich durch Todestal geleiten und zur Herrlichkeit bereiten, dass ich niemals seh, ein zu Rechten steh. Dass ich niemals seh, ein zu Rechten steh.
Over the years, I have shared my opinions about different ministries to different believers. But as of late, I have become very careful not to judge a ministry that preaches Jesus, regardless what the ministry is. It tells us in 1 John chapter 4, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." So when somebody preaches that Jesus Christ came in the flesh and Jesus Christ is our only way into heaven, when some ministry preaches that, then I am very careful not to voice my opinion too loud, regardless how they operate. Because there's a lot of times we do not understand the revelation that ministry has from God. So when it comes to judging other ministries, I believe each and every one of us has to check out his heart where we stand with this. Because one day we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And if God should lift that certain minister up and tell him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," what is going to happen to the person standing there who has criticized that minister? There is going to be some very embarrassing moments. And I have a feeling we all will have those embarrassing moments. So we need to bring our hearts before the Lord and repent of that evil that is so prevalent in the Christian world today. Yes, it seems when you go on the internet and you punch in a person's name, a ministry's name, what do you get? You got about 10 people who criticize that minister, and all they have is the bad that he does. There is never anything good written from somebody who criticizes another ministry. And I am sure, regardless how bad a ministry looks from the outside, there must be some good to be found. So we need to be careful, because we are all going to be judged at the Bema Seat of Christ one of these days. But when it comes to a church body, There we need to judge one another because the Lord God gave us that command. It tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. To reprove somebody is to tell him to come back on the right track. To instruct somebody is when they go into error. Yes, that has been given a command by God to us, that we need to keep each other from walking in error. This is not the judgment that I am talking about here. We need to help one another. We need to judge each other in righteousness and not in a I told you so attitude. Because in a lot of cases, this is how correction takes place today. This is why we hear of the saying that the truth hurts. The reason the truth hurts a lot of time is because the truth is being spoken in an unchrist-like attitude. We need to seek the grace of God when we reprove and when we rebuke. We need to do it in a kind and tender way, because the Bible teaches us if you're going to bite and devour one another, you're going to consume one another. And that's where a lot of division comes in. So we need to look at these issues in our hearts, because the Lord Jesus Christ is soon coming back for his bride, and he wants us to rejoice in his coming and not to be fearful and to be guilty and ashamed. Yes, this is the message that the Lord has laid upon my heart today, and I believe we as Christians need to look at ourselves and bring it on the table and bring it before the Lord and repent of the evil that we have had in our hearts. So let this message bring correction to your heart, and so that you can repent and bring these things before the Lord. For the Lord loves us, and he wants us to walk in harmony. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.